The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth.
Welcome to our show, Being Here. Today's topic is...
Living a drama-free life. That's a drama-free life.
That's so funny. I was going to repeat it, too. I'll say it again.
Go ahead. Repeat it.
Living a drama-free life.
Have you ever been called a drama queen?
Or king?
Or whatever? Has drama been a part of your life? Has drama followed you around in life and you couldn't understand why or how life kept on being one uncomfortable situation going into the next?
You know, in case you're wondering what we mean by drama-free life, it's where you have that burst of upset inside you. That's
this
first
is,
place.
This is, but that's not drama-free. This is drama.
Yes, drama. Okay. Drama. In case you're wondering what drama is.
That's right. Not drama-free.
Oh, drama-free.
No burst of energy.
That's right. I'm sorry. I ran the two words together. Drama-free. I got a little ahead of myself.
Right.
Drama is that burst of upset where you feel done wrong by your universe, the world, the environment, somebody.
Everything is operating in opposition to your wishes, wants, and desires.
Okay, I tell you what, we will talk more about drama-free in a moment, but first we'll start with the standards. You may have noticed the first one.
We finish each other's sentences.
That is standard. It's our style of communication.
And if we are too upbeat for you...
We apologize. Oh, you know what was neat? Today, Shai and I were watching next week's episode of the Premium Excellence Club, our new subscription series. Video mini sessions are part of our subscription series.
So every week you get a new video mini session.
And if you want to know more about it, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and go to the Excellence Club.
So tell us what was
really neat was... I went to answer Anina, and you could see Shia have the thought and have the words he would have said come out of my mouth. So it is our style of communication. We communicate back and forth, and so please include us as we finish each other's sentences.
Right. So first thing we need to talk about really is listening.
Absolutely.
It's always listening, because if you actually listened, you would have a drama-free life. Most of us finish what another person's saying in our heads before they get to that. You know, like, if you've heard this spiel before, you will indeed be finishing my sentences saying, oh, I know this already, or I've heard this already, or fill in the words. Anyway, most of us listen to see whether we... agree with, disagree with, understand, already know what the speaker is saying rather than listen to the speaker to find out what they're saying from their point of view. If you listen to hear what someone is saying from their point of view, not agreeing or disagreeing, but just hearing their point of view, that will allow you to, one, live a drama-free life. Two, it will pull you into the current moment of your life. And you get to the current moment of your life, that's where instantaneous transformation takes place. You could call it enlightenment. You could become an enlightened being whilst listening to this show if you just listen rather than interpret what you think we're saying into your words.
You know, as you talk about enlightenment, Shia, and we're looking at living a drama-free life, I realize that enlightenment is not a state that you reach. It is not a goal. It becomes a lifestyle where you are centered, where you are not addicted to being right about your point of view, where you are noticing, if you have it, the tendency to go off into complaint jags that actually spur you to have stressful emotions.
This is the perfect segue into the three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first principle is anything you resist persists and grows stronger and, in fact, dominates your life. So if there's anything you disagree with, don't like, wish were different, you know, like your life.
That's pretty broad. Even I'm certain anytime you take a look, anytime you are, your life is drama-filled, there's absolutely something or some series of things.
Many things that you're disagreeing with.
Yes, when it explodes into drama, usually it's a cycle of many things.
Right, and it explodes. You're disagreeing prior to the explosion. That's what produces the explosion.
Correct.
So
that's the first principle. What you resist persists, gets explosive.
Right.
Okay. Second
principle. You can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now. That was a lousy snap. But that was the best one I could do in that moment.
That's right.
Back a little better. Okay. So you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life, in this moment of now. You can't be any different. It's like taking your picture. If somebody takes your picture, when the camera opens its lens and or its shutter and captures your image, at that instant in time, in that moment of now, you could have only been exactly as you were. Whether your eyes were half open or you look sort of boobish, that's irrelevant. The reality is that's the way you looked in that moment. Now, in this moment of now, you can only have the circumstances you have in your life. You can only have the body sensations, the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings, the posture. Your state of wellness can only be what it is. You can only have what's happening in your life right now because you do.
That's second principle.
Right.
Simulspeak. We just simulspeak.
Yeah, third principle. Anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself as you see it. If you do not judge it, if you do not wish it to be different than it is, if you do not try to manipulate the circumstances in any way, but just see the circumstances of your life in the current moment, that is enough for those things to complete themselves. But you can't do that to get rid of something. You can't say, okay, I'll be with this in order for it to disappear or complete itself. You can't do that because that's the first principle disguising itself as a third principle.
You know, if you're smart,
most of you, if not all of you, are,
you may resist the third principle. As in, you'd really like to be able to do the first principle in disguise. You'd like to be able to be with something in order to get rid of it.
See, the thing is this. Transformation is very different than change. Change is where you have an idea of what a better you would be, and then you go about working on yourself to produce that result. Whether it be losing weight, whether it be earning more money, whether it be feeling more confident when you're approaching somebody for a date or a job or whatever, you have an idea of how you're supposed to be based in the cultural idea of what cool is, and then you strive to achieve that goal. Now, that's change. Transformation is a shifting of realities that produces a quantum shift in all aspects of your life simultaneously and instantaneously. So there's nothing that you are, you can't direct it, in other words. It is not something that you can direct, but you can make yourself accident prone for transformation to take place by, one, listening to our radio show, two, joining us on the Premier Excellence Club, where you actually see us work with people and directly. Three, attend our workshops. How's that? That's a good promo. I like that.
You know, the other thing about the Premium Excellence Club, that I've really been enjoying, and I, if any of you are following us on Facebook or Twitter, you'll see that on Facebook we wrote to people about that this week. We've been watching the videos more than once, and many of these videos were done a while ago. They've been edited. We're releasing them over time, so we don't recall the conversation. So for us, it's like an instantaneous transformation mini session that we get to watch as if Ariel and Shia are different people than the two of us and whoever we're talking to. And as we watch it,
our lives transform. Yet again.
And
well, that's the interesting. And transformation is not an achievement. It's an ongoing process of being present. Oh, here's the other thing. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic in nature. It is not problem-solution oriented. Our approach is anthropological, where an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures, who's non-judgmentally observing the way different cultures function and operate and work. And if you brought that kind of objective, non-preferential, non-judgmental seeing to your own life, your life would become magically much easier and free of drama.
So let's talk about some of the drama-free life, the drama underpinnings. And we were speaking with our friend Andy this week, Andy Gideon, one of the co-owners of Tag Online, our wonderful web company. And there's a story in Being Here, our Being Here book, called Coming Full Circle, where Andy and where Andy is talking to his son about being able to get control of upsets, that he doesn't have to throw himself on the ground and temper tantrum when he was very young, not Andy, but the son. And he said recently his son had a more sophisticated temper tantrum where he was trying to make a marble run. And the marble run was not working, kept falling over, and Alex flopped on the couch and went, "I'll never get it." And he discussed with him that that was a whole other type of temper tantrum, that it was a drama that he was creating in his mind. And that oftentimes when you're doing something new and creative, you won't get it, it won't work, and it won't work right up until the moment it works. And that the temper tantrum, you do not need to have it in order to keep going, in order to be able to be successful. But many of us think drama is an integral part to our being creative. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break.
Oh, you mean creative people don't have to be dramatic?
Mm-mm. They can get paid for their drama. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new power. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes. Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that Albert Einstein quote?
Yes, I am.
The one that says you can't solve a problem from within the system that created the problem?
Yep.
See, we were talking before the break that our approach is anthropological. And, you know, human beings, when they're born, they don't have all the information to function and survive without the support of the community in which they're born into the family, into the community that they're born into. And so they learn everything that's possible from those people that came before and those things that those people did to survive. Now, some of the things they did may not be appropriate anymore, but they still are operating through that particular system, whatever it may be. And see, if you have problems in your life and you try to solve them from within the system, if you have drama in your life and you try to solve it from within the system that created the drama in the first place, you never come to... Have you ever noticed that you can't... You have these recurring things and you say to yourself, oh no, not this again? I thought I was over this already. I thought I was complete with my parents.
Well, chances are you're inside the system. Inside the system, trying to get out of it is change. It's problem solution. And when Shia talks about an anthropological approach, it's almost as if you are stepping outside of personalizing your behavior even to yourself, where you get interested in noticing what is, what triggers you, how you operate. Are you even-tempered? Do you have spikes? Do you have rushes of emotion when a person does something or says something? Are there particular types of people or situations that set you off? If you get interested in what is, as if it was a scientific study as opposed to judging yourself for what you see, it will dissolve. It takes place, however, with honesty. You have to be willing to be honest. And most of us, that's a sliding scale.
Well, we were raised by people who weren't honest for the most part. But, you know, how many people said, you know, do what I say, not what I do? That's not very honest. You know, when you're a kid, they tell you what to do, and you say, well, why are you smoking? And they say, well, don't talk to me about that. Do what I say, not what I do. You know, well, maybe it's time to be honest with yourself and discover how it is that you function without judging yourself and making yourself wrong. You see, the truth is, you didn't have a choice when you were a child. You were given the system that you function in. And now through instantaneous transformation, there's a possibility of reclaiming your true independence.
Not your independence in resistance to one or the other of your parents or to an organization like a church or to a school system. Your true independence.
Hey.
Shall we take our caller?
We have a caller.
We do. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Nice to hear your voice.
Tell people where you're calling from.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, it's great to be here. And, you know, I have a question about living a drama-free life.
Yes.
Oh, good.
One area for me is, you know, I feel that I've been living a drama-free life, but sometimes I'll encounter someone, a friend or a colleague or a client, that is immersed in their drama.
Right.
And I find that sometimes my patience or my compassion for them is limited, and I judge them. I'm like, well, why don't you get over your drama already? What's wrong with you?
Right.
And I was wondering, is there a way for me, when I run up against that and I start to judge them and I become impatient with them, to give them a little more space?
Well, you need to discover some compassion for yourself.
Ah.
See, that you're trying to change them or fix them, you're not allowing them to be the way they are. So it's not about the third principle. You're locked in the first principle where you are right that they are
wrong.
Right. There you go. And that's the problem. If you resist them, then they dominate your life, they dominate your thoughts, they become what you think about all the time.
Right.
Well, as you spoke, Amy, I got a picture. When you say, and it's, I bet you there's plenty of people can relate to what you just said about, hey, you know, why don't you give it up already?
Right.
However you put it, why don't you just let go of it already? Now, when you're in that place, you've already missed several steps. The first is you're uncomfortable. You haven't recognized that their drama, maybe they're in pain, maybe their life is hurting, but one way or another, it's uncomfortable inside you to be with them. And it may be because when you're connected to them, you're linked up to their discomfort. And if you're judging that discomfort in yourself, your next step is to step back, disengage, and you notice how, as you say, why don't you get different? It's almost like you're lifting yourself up above from a judgmental, looking down point of view. But that only ever happens after you're uncomfortable, you haven't registered it as discomfort, and you've disengaged. So you stopped being heart connected because it's uncomfortable being them, being with them.
Okay.
It's being them / being with them. Because when you're with somebody, that's why when we watch a movie and a person is really portraying being loved, we're in love with them. Well, if they're upset or sad, you're upset and sad with them. And if you don't want to go there,
don't watch that movie.
Right.
So, you know, and that's one of the things. And then the other thing, too, is it might not occur to you to be direct. Not too long ago, a client of ours called up and launched on me, not having to do with me, but she was in the midst of a merger, and she was afraid it wasn't going well. She didn't ask if I had a moment to speak. She just launched, and there was a panic and drama and craziness. And I just stopped the action and told her, look, we can talk about this, but it is totally inappropriate for you to expect me to be the dumping ground for your drama.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stop right now, and we'll have adult conversation.
See, the other thing, Amy, is that people's lives, like I said earlier, are an extension of the past, and they've been trained and programmed in the families they grew up in where drama was so normal, such a natural expression of oneself, that they don't even realize they're being dramatic for the most part.
I see.
And when we first met you many years ago, you were very dramatic.
Oh, yes.
You could have been a drama queen.
Yeah, I think I was a drama queen.
I think you were too, actually. And but you've taken many courses and have private consulting with us and done many workshops in your endeavor to truly take control of your own life, mm-hmm. and be the person who is the power in your life rather than giving it away to other people. That's probably why you have this question, because you know how powerless you feel when you have somebody who's in a dramatic upset and they're unwilling to give it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see, that type of behavior gets people attention, and most people have ADD. You know, attention deficit disorder.
And how Shai is using the term is like this.
They have a deficit. They are in deficit for attention. They need attention. And any attention is better than no attention at all. So if it's negative attention, that's great. It'll
right.
do better than nothing.
Uh-huh.
See, human beings need attention one way or another, and they get it one way or another. Now, it's very much nicer when they are happy and joyous and have fun and are excelling in their lives, so you give them positive attention. But most of us got most of our attention when we were naughty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we didn't follow the rules, when we were upset. You know, when you were upset, your parents gave you attention. Well, most people's lives are mechanically driven by the need for attention, and they don't realize it, but they keep doing things that damage themselves in order to get attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's another piece that you miss from time to time with people, and then you get frustrated with them, Amy. You can see outside the system that they're immersed in, and to you it looks simple. And the other thing is you have so much heart, you really want to help them. And sometimes you want change for them more than they want it for themselves. As much as they protest, they're perfectly happy being upset. It's a familiar company. It keeps them from being alone. They're always occupied.
Right.
You know, there's more about this, but guess what time it is? You ready? It's that break time again. So can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Great.
Thank you.
Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
Before we continue speaking about living a drama-free life and talking a bit more with Amy, just wanted to have a quick shout-out, say congratulations to Dan Mead up in Massachusetts. He's one of our listeners and one of the folks that travels down to do workshops with us in New York City. And he was a campaign manager and support for a couple of people who were elected officials, and the people he was supporting all won. So we just want to say congratulations. That's really great. And, man, Dan has really transformed. He used to be very, very quiet.
Mousy, one might say.
And he's talked to us about being able to actually speak to perfect strangers. It's a whole new life out
there. He talks about actually looking people in the eye when he speaks to them.
And dating and all of those great things that come along when you start to be yourself as opposed to
living a drama-filled life. Let's... Go ahead. You do that.
I wanted to finish that thought with you, Amy, about one of the places where you get stuck with people who are committed to drama. Frequently, because you have such a big heart, you extend yourself. And
right.
Then when they are their mechanical selves, you feel hurt.
Right.
And I know it happened recently. Somebody was actually bad-mouthing you or something that you cared about. You came up to them, and they stopped. They realized it was you. They stopped talking. They said, oh, never mind. And you're like, what do you mean, never mind? And it was not like, well, obviously you're talking about me and I don't appreciate it. It's you felt hurt.
Right.
And that's really normal. All of us feel hurt when we're being dissed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a symptom of when you are not being honest with yourself about that person's integrity, about wanting for them, hoping for them to see a new possibility, when they may, in fact, be very, very firmly entrenched in being right.
About their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being right is a killer. If there's anything that creates drama in your life, it's being right. We should talk about that. See, and I will.
Okay.
You know, in life, there's only two possibilities. You can live a life full of aliveness, and when I say aliveness, I mean you have the experience of love and loving, you have the experience of health and well-being, you have the experience of full self-expression, and then there's the other possibility, you're right. Each of these states requires that you give something up. In order to be alive, you need to give up the addiction to being right. And I mean righteously right, not correct or accurate. The other thing is, if you want to be right, there's a cost in that too, and that's when you give up your aliveness. That's when life becomes full of drama based in your righteous way of interacting with your life. And you know, it wouldn't be so terrible if you didn't know everything that there was to know. It wouldn't be so terrible if you didn't, if you were wrong about something. It just really wouldn't be that terrible, except in the mind, which needs to be right. So here's the other thing. Things that feed the drama in your life are perpetrations or lies. A perpetration is anything you do or you don't do that is damaging or you consider damaging to the aliveness of yourself or another.
So do might be gossip about. Don't do is you have an impulse to call somebody to check and see if they're okay, if they drop off the radar screen, and you don't do it. Or you say you're going to go to a class, and you don't show up at the class, but you don't communicate. Or you don't keep your word with yourself or others. That creates a perpetration.
Right, and those perpetrations don't allow you, because, you see, we are so ethical as human beings, even the ones that are unethical and amoral, we are so ethical that when we do things that are damaging to the aliveness of ourselves or another, we then punish ourselves for it, and we usually produce drama as the form of punishment. So that's the first thing. The other thing that feeds drama are incompletions, especially incompletions with your parents. If you're incomplete with one or the other of your parents, you will keep on generating that same kind of relationship you have with your parents with any love relationship or business relationship, any relationship.
And physical incompletions. Can you see how, like, when your desk, Amy, gets out of hand or something gets out of hand at home, like the kids have, you know, had a field day or something, and there are just incompletions around, you're much more likely to slip into a drama state than when things are complete around you?
Oh, yes. Yes, because I don't want to look at the incompletion, so I'd rather get involved in the drama than handle the incompletion.
Amy just gave you all a huge, huge tip. Drama is not the problem. Drama is often saving you from something. Drama can be the solution to something, and it can have benefit. So, as she said, she doesn't want to look at the incompletions, so it's easier to create drama.
Right.
That's awesome, Amy. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for being on our show today.
Yeah,
really.
Thanks for being on our show, Amy.
Thank you, guys. It was wonderful, and I really appreciate it.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love that. You know, I
have to be careful when I say bye not to hang up the phone. Because I almost did.
Yeah, that would not have been good. You know, it's funny. You can feed the birds. You have bird feed. You have horse feed. You have dog chow. We have drama feed. Drama feed, perpetrations, incompletions, dishonesties with yourself, things that you don't want to say, or activities you're backing off from, like a creative, you know, maybe it's time to write that document or that letter or something you don't know how to start. Hey, let's have a drama fest instead.
Right.
Hey, we have another caller on the line. Andrea, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Oh, good, because you seem very far, far away.
Where are you?
Where
are you calling from?
From Switzerland.
You are very far, far away.
Yes. I just liked that conversation you had with Amy and what you said, Ariel, afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Because for me it feels like before I really do something or get creative or really get going with my life, there always need to be a drama.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that's been not only a survival strategy for you then, Andrea, it's a strategy for success.
Because, you see, you've been successful in your life to the degree that you've been successful, and that includes creating drama before you start any endeavor of, you know, that's challenging.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can, you see, you don't have to do that part. If you see, as you say, that you see that you do that, if you can see it, then it's already lost its power over you. So you can,
that sounds good.
You can short circuit that. You won't have to continue doing the drama part. You can just notice, oh, look, I have this desire to get dramatic about this.
And actually, Andrea, it's a instantaneous shift. The moment you see that, when you see that's really your normal mode of operating, you can look at your, go to your calendar, see what creative events you have coming up, and recognize that in the time frame ahead of that, you're likely to want to create drama. Or if you know you have to prepare for something, as that impulse comes up, you can recognize it as an impulse, and you don't have to step into it. It's over instantaneously.
Wow, that sounds easy.
It is easy. Actually, it's deceptively easy.
It's so easy, I'm going to play my easy button. Ready? Here it goes.
That was easy.
Cool, thank you. That's great.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's so nice to have you call.
Thank you. It was nice being here.
Good.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, Shai, don't
you.
Hang up.
I'm not.
Bye.
Bye.
It looks like we have another caller on the line. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
Do we know you?
Yes, you know me. I'm Stephanie from Switzerland.
Hi, Stephanie from Switzerland.
Hi. Two people calling from Switzerland. That's cool.
We're honored. What can we do for you?
Well, I felt like a volcano. So it was quite funny that you already were talking about it. Like, I read your description from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written that for people in, like, drama work, it would be fine to get paid for it instead of making the drama in life.
Yes.
And I just, in the last few days, I had so much energy, and I was singing a lot, and I was doing sports a lot to release a bit this energy, and I was teaching also, but it's still going on, so I don't really know where to go.
Well,
so
let me get something straight here, Stephanie. You're trying to get rid of this energy, this upset?
I would like to do something with it, yes.
But do you want to get rid of it, or is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, yes.
Good. That's why I'm glad you said that. Because, you see, that's the first principle. Anything you don't like or don't want or try to get rid of,
or try to change or channel into something constructive,
will persist, continue, will follow you around.
You know,
we're going to speak more about this, okay? But we are scheduled now to go to a break.
So are you available to come
back
with us after the break?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Well,
so come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Very good.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You've read the books, listened to the CDs, and gone to the workshops to learn spirituality. Now there's a way to help you live it every single day. The Spiritual Workout with Stephen Morrison. Call with any issue at all, and Stephen will passionately help you see which of 15 universally spiritual concepts apply to your circumstance and how. Practice every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the Spiritual Workout on Seventh Wave Network. It's a practical path to a happier, more peaceful, and richer life experience. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
So, Stephanie, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. So here's the thing. You were talking before about this energy that you have that you want to channel, that you don't particularly like, that you want to change or have be different than it is. See, that's the first principle. Anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So it keeps following you around. In fact, the more attention you give it, the more it dominates your life. It's as though you really have your head right up against the radio, so you're listening to what it's saying, and it's all you can hear. But if you get on with your life, the radio becomes a background, and pretty soon you don't even hear it at all. It's true with anything that you allow to be the way it is, it allows you to be the way you are. So that's the third principle. And the second principle is you can only be the way you are. So if you're having this energy, then enjoy it. Let yourself have it. Don't try to get rid of it, but just let yourself feel it, and it will dissolve on its own. It's your resistance to it that keeps it stuck in place.
The other place to look is at your preferences and prejudices. And you may have a certain prejudice that a lot of people who have gone into looking at self-help have, where they think positive thoughts and being glowy and light and happy and singy is so much better than feeling like a volcano. And so obviously,
if you're feeling like a volcano, that's what you should be doing in this moment.
I mean, that doesn't mean you should be venting the volcano-ness on other people.
Or
but
burning them up with your lava.
No, no, that's not my intent. No.
But the other thing, too, is that I would personally, for you, just take a look and see if you have any incompletions with your parents, one or the other.
The other thing is, Stephanie, you should be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
With a capital K.
Yeah. Treat you as though you're very tender and special, and be nice to you. Don't beat on yourself when you start discovering that you're not being the way you would prefer or think you ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not being your, quote, higher self.
You know, if a baby gets upset and starts crying, you know, babies sometimes have those explosive crying jags.
Well, they're just experiencing their emotions.
You wouldn't talk to them the way you talk to you when you are explosive, feeling explosive.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, you should start treating yourself nicely, and that will have a profound effect on your ability to get things done in your life. How's that?
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today, Stephanie.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know,
bye-bye.
We actually hope to speak with Stephanie, and actually I thought it was Andrea, a different one,
yes.
Andrea, and all the folks in the European community in just under 2 weeks. We have an international conference call. And if you are in the listening to this and you're in Europe and you want to join into the conference call, you can go up our website and find the details and see if you can join in. It would be lovely to have you.
Our website is transformationmadeeasy.com.
You probably know that by now.
I'll say it again. transformationmadeeasy.com.
Our next course in New York City is Money, Success, and Happiness. Wealth as a Lifestyle on December 4th through 6th. You are invited.
And people are coming in from Canada and Europe. And so, it isn't that far. And if you're in Europe these days, the American dollar really makes
doing
it...
Doing poorly.
Bad for us, good for you. You get a bargain by coming to join us, because the cost of the courses are much reduced in the exchange rate.
You know, Mondays in New York City have been really amazing lately. Monday Night Alive, if you're in the area. We actually have four ladies coming in from
Denmark, is it?
Norway. It's going to be really neat to meet them. So if you're coming to town or you're in town, don't miss it. Come join us. While we're on the subject of what's upcoming, next week, we are really honored to have the founder of BNI. It's the largest
networking organization mm-hmm. in the world.
And Dr. Ivan Meisner.
And he's going to be on our show live.
And we're really excited. You should tell your friends. Have them listen. You can call in with questions. We're for sure going to be having a very lively discussion with Dr. Meisner. We're honored to have him on the show. We know people in Hamburg who are part of his network. We know people in the U.S. part of his network. And so it's going to be really great to have him talk about how givers gain and about being of service. So join us for that.
And he has a new book by that name, Givers Gain. And so we'll be talking about his new book. The other thing is, our Premium Excellence Club is truly exciting, and we have a special this month that if you join the Premium Excellence Club this month, you get an extra month free.
So if you're going to do it, don't wait. Don't miss the bargain. I love bargains. I got to say,
right.
I love bargains. It's definitely one of my favorite things. I love bargains. Okay, so living a drama-free life. Shai heard this very interesting piece of scientific information on the radio that they've discovered that depending on what language, what culture your mother is, that children actually learn language in the womb. That children, babies from different cultures have a different type of crying based on the culture and the culture's language. Well, you learn in the womb drama as well.
That's right, because most of us were not raised by people who were indeed enlightened. Most of us were raised with people who had emotional challenges, life challenges, stresses that we could not imagine, because, we all evolved from people who survived horrible, horrible circumstances in their lives, and they unintentionally passed those emotions and feelings and fears and terrors on to their offspring. And if you're listening to this, you're the offspring of somebody's offspring who had a hard time at some point in life.
So it's not your parents' fault. They were inculcated when they were in the womb. At some point, there's the possibility of instantaneous transformation.
And this is that point, you see. It didn't exist before now.
Along with the advent of the computers and internet in our lives, our possibilities that our ancestors could not have begun to imagine for us, we are so fortunate. There is a honor in being here. We're excited to be here with you. We're happy that you're a part of our community. And we really hope that you will share what's possible with the people around you.
Tell your friends. Tell them about our show. Tell them about our website. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.